In our previous year, we began a discussion regarding the halakha quoted in our Gemara about the issur of building a home or kelim that were used in the Beis HaMikdash. If we look at the Shulchan Aruch, Yoredei Simin Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Ches, the Shulchan Aruch paskens lo yidin mebayis tavan es heichel. Don't build a home, kishir goyve v'oyuchoy v'rachboy, the same dimensions as the Beis HaMikdash. Achsagra tavnas ulam, a foyer that looks like the foyer that was in the Beis HaMikdash. Chotzir tavnas azara, or a chotzir that looks like the azara. Shulchan tavnas shulchan, menorah tavnas menorah. Avloysa shal shisha konam, shal shisha, shal shmoyna, shal shiva. Don't make it out of even other materials. Even if they don't have all of the ornaments that our Gemara teaches us the menorah had in the base of Mikdash. So when we speak about the menorah, the Shach in Sif Katan Lamed Hay teaches us that even if the menorah you're making at home is not made out of gold, you shouldn't make such a menorah. Only time you can make a seven-branch menorah is if it's made out of wood or earthenware. And so too, even if you don't have the decorations, says the Shach, it doesn't make a difference because the decorations are not miyakov. The Pesach Tshuva in Sif Katan Yudalit asks that in the menorah, in the Beis HaMikdash, was straight. So what will be the halacha if you make them in a circular fashion? You make a candelabra with seven branches, which isn't really similar to the menorah that you had in the Beis HaMikdash, because in the Beis HaMikdash, it was made straight. Still, paskens the Pesachei Tshuva, since technically you can make a menorah in the Beis HaMikdash that is round, and here this Isser, the Pesachei Tshuva says, is, according to Bechor Shor, is the Isser the Raisa. And if you're playing with fire, the Behetiv says that when the Shach says that even if they don't have when the Shulchan Aruch says that even if they don't have all the decorations that were on the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, the cups and the flowers and the balls, it's still not to be made. That's only if you're making a menorah not out of gold, because a non-gold menorah didn't have to have these decorations. So if you have a seven-branch menorah made out of silver or other metals, it's a kosher menorah, and therefore you're not going to make such a menorah for your own private use. But if you're making a gold menorah, so when you have a gold menorah, they have to have these decorations. So if you're making a seven-branch gold menorah without the decorations, it's fine. The Pesachei Tshuva disagrees, and he says that even by a gold menorah, you're not allowed to make, a menorah that looks like the menorah that was in the Beis HaMikdash. There's also a question that I saw discussed by Rav Ozner Zatzal in the Shailos HaTshuvos Shevet HaLevi, Chelik Yud Simen Kuf Chof Tes. He discusses a question: what is going to be the halacha of a menorah that's hanging? So certainly, I don't think the issue would come up if it was an electric chandelier or lamp. What happens if you have a hanging lamp that has candles or oil? So he says that certainly would be mutter. He says that even though that since a menorah hanging from the ceiling is so very different than a menorah that was used in the Beis HaMikdash, that our Gemara keeps on using the words menorah keneged menorah. This cannot be considered menorah keneged menorah, and since it can't be considered menorah keneged menorah, it certainly should not be a problem. I did, however, see from the Sefer Igra Seferim that in the time of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that was written by the son-in-law of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that was makpid even on a menorah that was hanging from the ceiling should not just have seven branches. So the question that of course comes up as we learn this Gemara is the question regarding making model sets. If one could build a model of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan, that are built very often to show the way the Beis HaMikdash looked, to show the way the Mishkan looked. So there's really a fundamental question in attempting to look at this issue. One is, the Beis Ephraim discusses, the Tshuvas Beis Ephraim, the Piskei Tshuva here in Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, Sifkotin Yud Gimel, quotes a Shailos Tshuvas Beis Ephraim. The Shailos Tshuvas Beis Ephraim discusses, our Gemara says that you're not allowed to make a Beis HaMikdash similar to the Beis HaMikdash that stood, And the question is, we had a first Beis HaMikdash, a second Beis HaMikdash, and the dimensions of the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash weren't identical. For example, the Heichel of the Beis HaMikdash Rishon was 30 amos high. The Heichel of the Beis HaMikdash Sheni was 40 amos high. So what would be the Halacha? So he says, so the Beis Ephraim says that after the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so the Issur becomes to make any model that is the same dimensions as the Beis Sheni. He says why? Because the Gemara, the Medrash says that the Beis HaMikdash Shalmata is mechuvin to the Beis HaMikdash Shalmala, and therefore we go with the last Beis HaMikdash that was standing. But then he goes on to say that both, you're not allowed to make something that looks either like the Beis Rishon or the Beis Sheni. He says, and the proof is that we don't even know exactly what were the dimensions of all of the different Batei Mikdash. Is a raya that it doesn't make a difference. The Gemara means all of them. The Miches Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Nun Dalid Ois Tes disagrees, and he says that as long as the Beis HaMikdash was standing, you weren't allowed to make like the Beis HaMikdash Rishon. In the time of the Mishkan, you weren't allowed to make like the Mishkan. When the Beis HaMikdash Rishon was standing, you weren't allowed to make like the Beis HaMikdash Rishon. When the Beis HaMikdash Sheni was standing, you weren't allowed to make like the Beis HaMikdash Sheni. And when the Mitzvah Shem, the Beis HaMikdash Shlishi will be built, you won't be allowed to make like the Beis HaMikdash Shlishi. But until the Beis HaMikdash Shlishi is built, he claims that there certainly is no Isser. Very interesting pshat. He says that there is no Isser to this Isser that our Gemara teaches us doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. It's a very bechidish, because why would the Shulchan Aruch bring that halacha? We know that the Shulchan Aruch only brings halachas that are relevant b'zman hazeh. So why would the Shulchan Aruch bring this halacha if this halacha doesn't apply b'zman hazeh? And the Shaul of Tshuvas L'Horis Nosson says, so according to Miches Chinuch, however, that certainly there would be no problem building a model, because the whole Isser, according to Miches Chinuch, doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. I actually saw a nice raya. The Mefarshim asked, why do we have Masechet Midos in Shas? Masechet Midos teaches us the dimensions of the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash Sheni that was, those won't be necessarily the dimensions of Beis Hamikdash Shlishi. So why do we have to record it? It must be because of this halach. The Shas Chuvas Lahayus Nasan in Chelik Gimel Simen Mem Vav says that the Navi in Yecheskel teaches us what the dimensions of the Beis Hamikdash Shlishi will be, and therefore we believe that the Beis Hamikdash Shlishi is already standing, just waiting to come down. And since the Beis Hamikdash Shlishi is standing, waiting to come down, that would be the dimensions that would be usher to make even Bizman Hazeh. So regarding this question that I mentioned of making a model, so the Shas Chuvas Silmas Chaim from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld in Chelik Aleph, Tshuva Ayin Beis and Ayin Gimel. Actually, it's very interesting. The question that was asked to the Silmas Chaim was regarding if you have a model of the Mishkan, if you have a model of the Beis Hamikdash, are you allowed to put that together on Shabbos? That was the question that was asked to the Silmas Chaim. So the Silmas Chaim's attitude is, instead of asking me a question, if you're allowed to put together such a Mishkan Beis Hamikdash and Shabbos, I don't know if you're allowed to have such a model altogether. So he clearly holds that having such a model is usur. The Rishonim say that Lehislamed is mutter. Lehislamed only means when you need to build the Beis Hamikdash. We're not building Batei Mikdash, and we don't have that heter. The Ramosha, the Shas Chuvas Igros Moshe Yerideya Chel Gimel Samel Lama Gimel, takes the opposite approach. And he says, certainly it's mutter. And his attitude also is that Lislamed does not necessarily mean to know how to build the Beis Hamikdash. Lislamed includes understanding how to learn Pshat the Pasuk. How to learn, when we learn the Parashas and the Torah about the Mishkan, we need to know how the Mishkan looks. When we learn the Pasuk about the Beis Hamikdash, we need to know how the Beis Hamikdash looks. And therefore, that's included in the Het of Lislamed, and he holds it's 100% mutter. The Michas Yitzchak, in the Shas Chuvas Michas Yitzchak, Chel Yud, Simen Ayin Gimel, discusses the Shaila. He is not as machmer as the Silmas Chaim, but he's also not as makel as much as Ramosha. But the question that he was asked was in a situation where somebody was putting together a model of the Mishkan, of the Beis HaMikdash, that out of small stones, that wasn't really a sturdy edifice. So he says, certainly if it's not a sturdy edifice, then it's for sure mutter. So we combine the opinion of the Michas Chinuch, that the Michas Chinuch holds that Bezman Hazeh, this whole list is not really relevant, together with the opinion of Ramosha, together with the opinion of the Michas Yitzchak, that if it's not built in a sturdy manner, and certainly if the dimensions are off, we certainly are allowed to build. And as we discussed in the previous year, even if you didn't build it, keeping it is less of an issue than building it.